The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Good times, they keep rolling around, don't they? We're back to another Monday, do you believe it? Yes, it is Monday. It's the Good Day program. First Monday of May. May the 2nd, did you have a May Day? Was it a May Day yesterday? May Day. Mother's Day, I think, is next weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Welcome to a conversation about what's been going on over the weekend. What are your thoughts about the various issues of the day? Help yourself to 888-302-3684 if you'd like. You can go on Facebook, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, instagram.com/good day show. The situation that started brewing, I believe it was 3 weeks ago on a Sunday night on 60 Minutes, when Steve Croft. I don't really remember who did the report, but I knew at that time that it would stir and stir and stir as well it ought to. There are a lot of people who are pretty pissed off because this report has been hidden since the supposed, like the Warren Commission. When the government investigates itself or things that it wants to make sure that nobody else investigates, then in my lifetime, and perhaps in your lifetime, what we've seen, what we've experienced, what we know, what we feel, is that we're being lied to. Or there isn't the whole story, either or both of those things. In the case of the Warren Commission, after Kennedy was shot, anybody with half a brain knew they were both being lied to and played, if you will. So here we have a lot of people after September 11th who had questions about the Saudis, Saudi involvement, the Saudis who were taken out of the country just before the attack, all the things that were never confirmed. The only thing that is confirmed and goes back to World War II and all the oil that we needed to fight in Europe, which came from Saudi Arabia. And from that point on, we had a strong relationship. Many of the leaders of our country had a strong relationship with the leaders of Saudi Arabia. We ignored a lot of the things that we found fault with other countries. The way women are treated is a pretty basic example, but just the way the autonomy of the people ruling the country, who basically think they own the country, and the life of many of the people in that country that leaves a lot to be desired. Well, anyway, that's not what the 9/11 report is about. The 28 pages that were brought up in the 60 Minutes piece focus specifically on Saudi Arabia's involvement, on their lies, on the positions that many powerful people in our country have that don't want you to know how involved they were in what went on. Remember, most of the hijackers were Saudis. Okay, you start with that premise, and you just keep going. So, especially for the relatives of the victims of what happened September 11th, there are demands, as well there ought to be, for the government to declassify those 28 pages. Here's a woman who is one of the many relatives of the victims.
If Congress will support this declassification of 28 pages, and if the President of the United States would just declassify these pages, we will have the answers that we have been seeking for more than 12 years now. We have the right to know the full story behind 9/11. We have the right to know what's in the 28 pages. So please declassify these pages so our families and all the families of 9/11, as well as the American people, can have the full truth. We deserve this.
We ought to demand it. It's one of those things that you hear me talk about all the time. One of the reasons that Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have gained as much footing is because people are tired of being lied to and played by the government. This is just another example of many. We could all probably have to take off our shoes and socks to count on our hands and feet how many of these things are around and present today that are just over the top, so annoying, and beyond that. Here's a congressional reporter named Mike Emanuel who has the latest from Washington on whether or not these things get released.
Senator Lindsey Graham is expected to lift a hold in the Senate on a key piece of legislation as early as Monday.
Graham met this afternoon with three widows from the 9/11 attack. The women talked about how difficult it has been getting answers over the past almost 15 years and made the case if they could sue Saudi Arabia, that might help them find out what led up to their husbands dying that day. 15 of the 19 9/11 hijackers were Saudi. Aides say Graham has wanted to assess the impact the measure could have on victims of terrorism, our own national security, and American interests abroad.
Yeah, American interests abroad, national security. What a load of crap that is. Our interests need to be with our own people and here. Our interests abroad only are served because Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld made this deal years and years ago, talking Ronald Reagan out of a lot of different initiatives that he wanted to do with regard to alternative energy. And it was obvious, now that was before Cheney went to work for Halliburton, but you know as well as I do what went on. You know that these people are crooked. You know that they've gained tremendously personally in terms of wealth and power. It's just all of it's, this, again, the sort of thing where you, as a citizen, have supported this stuff unknowingly, and when you find out about it, you get pretty ticked off. Former Congressman Pete Huskra of Michigan served on the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Here's what he thinks we need to know.
Number one, the American people need to know that this is a report that was developed by Congress back in 2004. If I remember correctly, Congress wanted this information declassified and wanted to make it available to the American public. It's an issue of transparency. And at that point in time, you know, the Bush administration, the executive branch controls all classification. They said, no, keep the information secret. They wouldn't even let us share the information with our colleagues in the House.
Of course they wouldn't. The Bush administration, the Bush family is up to their ears in this. The Bush family and the Carlyle group that was started by George Bush the father and a couple of the members like Carlucci of his cabinet, they don't want to screw up the relationship they have with Saudi Arabia. There's a source here for all kinds of top-heavy thinking. And so think about it for a moment or two, and we'll spend a little bit more time on this in depth. This is the hour in the program in which we dig around into some of the stories that need to have a little bit more airing. This is certainly one of them. 14 after the hour here on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner. Free two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
We're talking about the September 11th report, the 28 pages. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day. It's 17 after the hour. To sort of put this into perspective, this fella, Tom Drake, was a whistleblower, worked at the National Security Agency. He says all the work he did for the September 11th report, every single bit of it has been buried. Do we have that
all
report?
Of my material evidence, all of the depositions, the oral testimony, all of it was censored and suppressed. In fact, as I found out later, the only record that exists that anybody can find to date, now we're talking over 13 years later, is that I was interviewed. All the actual evidence apparently is buried. It was so secret that it couldn't even be in the secret report of the joint inquiry. The Constitution, this is what I confronted the general counsel on NSA. I said, you're asking me to accept that in the name of national security that we can just simply set aside the Constitution. I said, there is a constitutional means in this country. If the laws aren't working or the laws are insufficient, we go to Congress. And he said, if we do that, they'll say no. And what you don't understand, Mr. Drake, we live in exigent conditions. This is emergency conditions. It was the ends, you know, justified the means. And so we just need the data. And it was just extraordinary. It didn't matter where they got it from. It was just, and they had the authority of the president. The vast majority of NSA did not know that there was this whole other program in which they had literally turned the United States of America into the equivalent of a foreign nation for vast dragnet electronic surveillance on an extraordinary scale, a scale that has still not been fully revealed to this day.
Why is it so many people can make so much noise about all of this and then have it, you know, just up in smoke? People just don't. There are so many people who just say, oh, no, this couldn't happen, because they're so tied to their own orthodoxy. Back to this Pete Hoekstra, who is a congressman, who talked also on the record as to why this report has been now has become an issue.
The Bush administration, perhaps to protect its relationships with Saudi, this administration has obviously leaned much closer to Iran than Saudi. It's bubbling up now because the president just went to Saudi Arabia. Saudi is furious with the United States. They believe we sold them down the river in the Iran deal and these kinds of things. And so, relations are very delicate right now in the Middle East. That's why these kinds of things keep coming back. Plus, the 9/11 families, they've always been great advocates for transparency. They're pushing this issue.
The director of the CIA was on Meet the Press yesterday. He told the audience that our relationship with the Saudi government is very strong. The president had a visit with the Arab nation and the king there. This is, he said, a preliminary review. The 28 pages were a review of what really happened. He insisted the issues raised have been thoroughly investigated and reviewed by the 9/11 Commission. And then Brennan said they came out with a clear judgment. There was no evidence that indicated the Saudi government was supportive of this. Do you believe that? Of course you don't believe that, because a load of crap. And his job is to sort of hold up the end of the government that makes all of this stuff. They want all this stuff to just go away, and hopefully it won't. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Opportunist. A lot of people use different ways of describing him. There's been this whole movement, Uri. I don't know if you heard about it or not. Uri lives in just outside of Tel Aviv in Israel. There was a bill in Congress, in the United States Congress, about magic, recognizing magicians as a valuable art form, or magic. And magicians as a valuable art form. Many people have thought you were a magician of sorts, even though you aren't. What do you make of that?
I heard about it somewhere. You know, Doug, the world of magic is so complex and it's so big and complicated because there are so many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of magicians. But if I have to look back at the 10 greatest magicians in the world, you know, there are so few of them, starting with Houdini, then jumping many decades into the future, we've got David Copperfield, Chris Angel, David Blaine. And if I'll ask you right now to name me two more, I don't think you'll be able to.
No,
come up with two more big name magicians.
You mentioned David Blaine, and who was the other one?
I said David Blaine, Chris Angel, David Copperfield, Houdini. Do you know anyone else?
Not off the top of my head, no.
So
no.
That they,
and I don't like Chris Angel after what you guys did on television, Frank. I never. But I remember the time that you and I spent.
It's dominated by a few, you know, the Penn and Tellers in America,
and so on.
But there isn't really something exclusively important about it. Now, I've been by magicians labeled as another magician, and I've been very, very controversial throughout my life because the magic world did not recognize that maybe I had truly genuine psychic abilities. I loved keeping it always on the gray line. I never said I didn't. I never said I did. I loved being controversial, and I still am controversial. But the people who are with me and around me, my very close friends like you, you know exactly what I do. You know the truth. So the Congress, recognizing the world of magic, fine, that's great. I don't know why it was done. Do you know for what reason this has been executed?
Well, I think there was a, for some reason, there was some event, and I can't, a milestone in some American magician's life, and I don't remember what it is now because this was a week or two ago. It came up because some people are so critical of Congress because they waste so much time doing so much foolishness, and some people thought this was foolish. I don't know that Congress has to legitimize magic, but I do think that magic is an art form, and it's put down by a lot of people who don't really understand it or who may have tried it and didn't do very well. Mm-hmm. Johnny Carson actually tried. I know that he and you didn't always get along so well, but I think he tried to do it, and I don't know whether he did it well or he didn't do it well, now that I'm thinking about it. I just remember he wasn't known as a magician. You're looking for people who really are just known for nothing else other than doing magic.
That's true. Well, let's conclude by telling our listeners to go to my website and look at the films on my homepage. I think you'll be quite amazed.
Right.
Then you'll understand what is magic and what is not.
Uri Geller, URIGELLER.com. Thanks, Uri.
Synthetic engine oils cost more, but Successful Farming's Engine Man says they're well worth it. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
When it's time to get moving on your to-do list, Kubota's RTVX 1140 utility vehicle is ready. With Kubota's smart engineering, the RTVX 1140's unique K-vertical design allows you to change quickly from hauling cargo in the hydraulic dumping bed to carrying friends and family with a second row of seating. The RTVX 1140 is power, versatility, and a smooth ride in one sleek package. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate long-term financing going on now. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Synthetic motor oil is to standard types of motor oil as 24-karat gold is to 10-karat gold. That's how the Successful Farming engine man, Ray Bohax, puts it.
Regardless of the engine type, the engine oil is the lifeblood of that. And no matter how well the engine is made, no matter how well it's tuned or taken care of, in essence, it's still going to be predicated upon what type of lubrication it has and how the lubrication supports the internal parts of that motor.
Bohax says if you want to extend the life of your engine, use synthetic oil.
In the machinery shed of the farm, there's no better return on investment than buying a high-quality oil and specifically a high-quality synthetic. If you're looking to keep your equipment for a number of years, you're not on a 2 or 3 year lease and you're going to turn it in, your best return on investment is to lubricate that engine or that transmission or the hydraulic system with a high-quality product.
Bohax bills himself as a technical writer in the automotive and agricultural industry and a part-time farmer in northern New Jersey. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Extend our wishes to you for a happy and a high Monday. I don't mean the kind of high you get when you smoke pot or do some of the other things. I'm just talking about being high on life. Monday, another day for you to be thankful, another week, another month, in fact, for you to have an opportunity to work things around and make things better in your life. Let's hope that's the case. How many of you have paid attention to this hoopla about Will Ferrell and the... I'm laughing about this because it's so distasteful, this whole business about what in the world he must have been thinking about. I guess that was kind of the question. What the heck are you thinking? You're going to do a comedy about Ronald Reagan's problems with Alzheimer's? You think that's funny? I suppose there are some sick people in the country that think that's funny. So, if you're not following this, you haven't heard the story. Last week, the announcement was made that Will Ferrell would do a comedy about Ronald Reagan's battle with dementia. And as soon as that hit the street, as you can imagine, his children went straight for Farrell. It was textbook, in fact. The film was to be about Reagan falling as president and the intern who convinced him that he's an actor playing the president so he could do his job, this kind of stuff. The letters came from Patty Davis and Michael Reagan, and they went after Farrell for agreeing to be in the film. Patty wrote, quote, "Perhaps for your comedy, you'd like to visit some dementia facilities. I have. I didn't find anything comedic there." Michael wrote on Twitter, "What an outrage. Alzheimer's is not a joke. It kills. You ought to be ashamed of yourself." Well, there were a lot of other things that came about as a result of this whole to-do. And it kind of said, I'm a funny guy when it comes to reading people. I don't know if funny is the right word for it, but I'm pretty good at it. And I've never liked, there's nothing about Will Ferrell that I've ever thought was worth anything. I don't think he's funny. I think that there are a lot of things that make me believe that he's just not what he seems to be. At any rate, this whole thing took on a life of its own. Here is Damon Hatfield, who, like a lot of other reporters, talked about Ferrell signing on to play Reagan.
Will Ferrell will reportedly star as Ronald Reagan in a new movie about the 40th President of the United States. According to Variety, Ferrell will both produce and star in the film, aptly titled Reagan. The project will be shopped to studios before it finds a director. The film takes place during Reagan's second term as he begins to suffer from dementia, at which point an intern is tasked with convincing Reagan he's an actor portraying the president in a film.
All right, so that's the whole thing. It's just, I'm not saying what I really think, because this is a radio program that is guidance from the FCC, and they don't let commercial radio stations air things that are what I'm thinking. Here's from Inside Edition, Les Trent reporting on the backlash.
Gail Hodges Burt was the late Nancy Reagan's social secretary.
I'm a big fan of Will Ferrell's, but the subject matter is not a funny subject matter.
Reagan's son Michael is expressing his outrage in a tweet. "You should be ashamed, all of you." In an open letter to Will Ferrell, Reagan's daughter Patty Davis writes, "Perhaps you have managed to retain some ignorance about Alzheimer's and other versions of dementia. If you knew more, you would not find the subject humorous."
Take what the left said for years about Reagan, make it a funny movie about him with Alzheimer's, and that's the new Will Ferrell show.
Right.
Is that funny?
Historians have debated for years whether Reagan was showing early signs of Alzheimer's while in office. He wasn't officially diagnosed with it until 5 years after he left the White House. He died in 2004. Should Alzheimer's ever be played for laughs?
Yeah. It just is another example of how these people that put this stuff together have no sensitivity or sensibility, frankly. Here from CBS, Carter Evans reports that Ferrell decided, after all this, to change his mind.
Will Ferrell removed himself from the movie. His rep says, "While it is by no means an Alzheimer's comedy, as has been suggested, Mr. Ferrell is not pursuing the project."
Anything that he picks up, it's really got to be a winner. He must have taken a look at this and thought, no way am I going to have to deal with the public backlash. It's a headache that you don't want to get involved with, at least this early in the process.
Two of Reagan's children praised Ferrell's decision to walk away. In a letter posted on her website, his daughter Patty Davis writes, "Maybe you have some idea now how widespread this disease is, how many millions of people it affects, and how profoundly unhumorous it is. I may never know your reasons for dropping out of this project, but I will remain grateful that you did so." His son Michael tweeted, "Thank you for taking the right path." The screenplay has been praised by Hollywood executives and was one of the top 10 movies on The Blacklist, an annual compilation of the year's best scripts. But the vocal backlash and loss of Ferrell could hurt its chances of moving forward.
I think every studio likes a little bit of controversy. It helps to sell tickets. But as soon as the controversy hit, it sideswiped that film's chances of ever getting it made, or at least the script's chances of ever getting made into a film.
So, who among us is that sordid, that sick, that perverted who wants to. I have Alzheimer's and dementia in my family, and I sure as hell wouldn't want. I mean, you make your decisions, kind of like all the controversial movies or any movie. You decide you want to see it or you don't want to see it. And it ought not to be in America that you and I say, well, you can't make that film. You can protest the making of it. You can stay away from seeing it. Let people figure it out on their own as to why people don't want to go see the movie. There are movies that come out every week that a lot of people don't want to go see. It's in this circumstance, I just find it telling that it's crudeness. We have become a very crude society in many respects. All right, so that's the Will Ferrell thing. In a matter of moments, we have something that I think you'll find very interesting about what's going on as you go down the highway when you see a billboard. What do you think is going on? You think you're just looking at the billboard, right? Details in a moment here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate, with no limits or expiration dates, and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Silguera.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
44 after the hour here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with a hello to the folks listening in Dublin, Ireland this morning to the program. We've just got a couple of different, it's interesting how this happens. Sometimes comes in an email or it'll come in social media, but it's nice to know that people in Ireland listening in any number of ways. I'm sure that you can go to iTunes and Stitcher. You can find various programs that are available all over the world. And this is one way we get input from people that are interested in what's going on in America. Thank you. Here's something that people will be talking about. I wonder if this will happen in Europe or if it's already happening in Europe and elsewhere around the world. How many of you pay attention to billboards when you drive down the highway? Do they have an impact on you? Some cities and jurisdictions outlaw them because they're distracting for the driver. Others have them, and they're big money makers, very expensive. I remember when I was working for a station in Palm Beach, we put a morning billboard up to promote the radio program, and I think each one of them, what we did was like $6,000 a month or something. But now there's a turn here. It seems that the people who are using these billboards not only are giving you a message, but they're also tracking you through these billboards. Listen to reporter Ed Lawrence here.
Just walking down the street may help advertisers now target you. Clear Channel Outdoor announced that it partnered with AT&T to track you on your cell phone. The company claims it's anonymous. Billboards will have technology that pings your cell phone location. Even driving by the billboard will trigger a device alerting the company where you go. Clear Channel Outdoor says they want to use the data to help advertisers target a campaign to sell their products. The technology could use analytics to build a buyer's profile. Put it all together and advertisers could have age, gender, and movement patterns for potential buyers. Not everyone is happy. Minnesota Senator Al Franken sent this letter to Clear Channel Outdoor expressing serious concern about consumer privacy. The letter reads, "I am concerned about the extent to which Clear Channel may be collecting Americans' personal information, including sensitive location data, and sharing that information without people's knowledge or consent." It goes on to say, "I believe Americans have a fundamental right to privacy, and that privacy includes an individual's access to information about what data are being collected about them, how the data are being treated, and with whom the data are being shared." The billboard tracking service launched in 11 cities and will be available across the country later this year.
Isn't that swell? Good for you. Now, here's another reporter named Marcy Gonzalez talking about Senator Chuck Schumer, the New York senator, making comments regarding these billboards.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer sounding the alarm.
Your every move could be tracked, recorded, and stored.
The concern, certain billboard companies using cell phone data to target consumers. Billboard giant Clear Channel explaining on its website how its program works.
Radar measures consumers' real-world travel patterns and behaviors as they move through their day.
All of that data to figure out what to advertise and where.
I think it's a bit intrusive.
Schumer now calling for a federal investigation.
Here's the bottom line. A personal cell phone should be just that. Personal. It shouldn't be a James Bond-like tracking device for a corporation.
Clear Channel telling ABC News the data they get comes from a third party, like your cell phone provider, and that all data is anonymous. Some experts likening it to clicking on an item online and having its advertisement follow you as you browse.
Whether it's via your browser, your mobile browser, or a billboard, we are all being tracked in some way, shape, or form.
And there is a way to at least limit the data shared from your mobile device. It just takes one click in your privacy settings.
All right. So now here's another angle on this. Here is Kelly Sloan from True News talking about the controversy.
Clear Channel Outdoor, which is part of the iHeartMedia brand, has erected new billboards in thousands of locations around the U.S., which will track the public. AT&T is partnering with the company for this endeavor. The billboards named Radar will transmit a signal to cell phones of pedestrians and drivers who are out in public and note their travel and behavioral patterns, according to Sputnik. The data will include the user's age, gender, and socioeconomic profile, which will be turned over to advertisers. The senior vice president of the company, Andy Stevens, admitted the surveillance is a bit creepy, but denied that the information will be used in a nefarious way. He insinuated that this method of obtaining information about consumers is the norm. Privacy advocates are outraged. They claim the billboards are an illegal invasion of privacy because the user does not consent to be tracked. Industry representatives believe customers agree to be surveilled when they use the product. A few years ago, the Federal Trade Commission determined in a similar case, Nomi Technologies was violating consumers' privacy when they shared information from their Android app to advertisers.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is the Forbidden Doctor. He's a Nooker chiropractor in Salt Lake City, Utah. He treats people from their head to their toe. Sounds like a Christmas poem, doesn't it? And you'd make a good Santa Claus, too,
I don't have any bells to ring in the background here.
You don't? Wait a minute.
No, I was looking for a sleigh bell. There we go.
Oh, boy.
That's the Salvation Army bell.
I have a Christmas bell here.
Probably not important.
Do you have a Santa suit to go along with that bell? Do you have a red bucket, too?
I know I don't, but I think because I, well, can you imagine? I don't have the body for a Santa Claus. Jack does.
I used to. I
beg your really? Body. You're becoming a new svelte form.
Yeah, it's a vigorous exercise.
Right. So your skull is not the first thing that happens in your head. It's the other way around. All of the things that are part of your brain and what makes us all tick are created and formed first, and then the skull grows around it. That's why if you feel at the top of your head, everybody do this now, you can do it even if you're driving, there's a ridge across the top of your skull. And that's where the two sides, as your skull grew, came together. Right, Jack?
Well, there's actually 14 bones in the skull.
I didn't know that.
14 of them, and they all form individually, and they all eventually come together. And that little soft spot that's on a baby's head when they're first born is the last spot where these plates are coming
together. The back.
The fontanelle.
Yeah.
But that's true. The nervous system is the very first thing to form.
Yeah.
Because so, everything is going to be wired to the nervous system.
Right. All right, let's
That's
talk
contributing
about
to it.
The vigorous exercise. About three decades of research have identified a robust link between aerobic exercise and cognitive clarity, which means that if you have a bright mind and you exercise well, you will have a brighter mind. At least that's the way I read this. How do you read it, Jack?
Well, it's a matter of oxygenating the brain.
Yep.
It's that, you know, you said there a few moments ago, those 10 deep breaths twice a day.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's that kind of an idea. We don't often think of that because we get caught up in our routine to the point where we get buried with other kinds of cognitive distractions.
Yep.
That we don't take time for ourselves. But the vigorous exercise, you know, you and I think we first started talking about this a few years ago on the show, just a few minutes of, well, like what I do in the mornings. I'm on my treadmill in the morning.
Yeah.
And over about a 2 to 3 minute period, I work from about 2.5 up to 3 miles an hour. And then I start raising the level of the treadmill from, I start off at 0 and I go up to 8 degrees until I'm really huffing and puffing. And I drop it down to 0. Then I come back up to 8 degrees. And over a 40 minute period, I'll probably do that a half a dozen, maybe 7 or 8 times.
Yeah.
Because that's what seems to stimulate the heart even more. And research has shown that will take the place of 3 to 4 hours of jogging.
Really?
Just doing intensive work like that for about a 40, 45, even a 60-minute period.
Yeah.
You can cut your regular exercise in half because it puts a constant strain on the heart. Then there's a relaxation. Then there's a strain. Then there's a relaxation. So the new stuff out underscores what they've known for a few years now.
It also underscores the importance of this kind of exercise and getting oxygen to your brain to stave off Alzheimer's and dementia. If you are putting things into your body, maybe fish oils and that kind of stuff, and you're getting oxygen up into your brain, you get new brain cells that are born. It doesn't mean because you get older that your brain is going to die. You take care of it, and it'll be like the rest of your body. Everybody should be exercising, building up their muscles. Women and men should become much more muscular as they get older because their bones become more brittle and they need support.
Well, bones aren't static, you know, like the tubifores inside your house that frame the walls.
Yeah.
Bones will change based on the stress load that's placed on them. They'll become denser or less dense, like that fellow that just came down from a year in the space station.
Right.
That fellow's got some rehabilitation he's got to go through to strengthen his bones once again.
Yeah, right. Well, there are all kinds of things like this that are so fascinating about the body and about life. I would love it if we would spend more time on that. I can, in my bully pulpit, get you to think about it a little bit more because it's more important than a lot of the other stuff.
Well, that's true. But, you know, we're only two, maybe three generations from a very active species on this planet. You know, the computer, the television, automobiles. We're just sitting down, and we're not designed to sit down for great lengths of time. It really disrupts our metabolism.
Check out the Forbidden Doctor podcast. This week it's Menopause, Magnificence of Madness.
Or Madness.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes, the Magnificence or Madness.
There's a Freudian slip there from someplace.
It can be a great experience.
Check out the ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.